Shulchan Yashu Raya. Habalat Rosh Halachim. If the Talmud doesn't belong to you, so there's no Bar Yiloy. So the regular Haggadahs, they have a Nusach, a combined Nusach, Nusach Hatzir, to be used to both Rashi Shita and Rabbi Tamit, the Rashi and Tamit Shita, the Rabbi 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 Tamit If you don't say whether you understand or not, you'll be saying it to Rosh Hashanah. But of course, understand what you're talking about. The Iker is that the Bittul is delayed. One say the prayers of Abigail says the Iker is delayed, you have to understand what you're saying. And the people who don't understand the Aramaic should say it in English and some other languages that they do understand. So really, you have to have in mind that both Kavanas when you make the Bittul Chomes. First, you have to have in mind the Rashi's Kavan. Kol Chamir Chamir Vigibu Shusin, we bought your Ka'akha Biara. I don't consider it anything important at all. I consider it like after the hour. It's completely insignificant. I don't care to eat it, but to be nana from it, I don't care if anybody takes it, and so on. Then you also add on the Levi Hefker. Now, before you also go, you should become him. These are two different kavanas. If you should have both kavanas, which shall be made for the people of comments. We have an institution on the Mechiras comments, which is a little bit problematic. The Mesivis has in his Chuvah Sefer Nachos Yaakov, the first Chuvah, had a big machlokes with other Gdolim of his contemporaries of his. And although the Mesivis was the big maker on this point, the Hidden Sivis, he said to Halacha that it's mutter to sell, to rely on the Chesed, even if Chomet Gdolim Gomer, there's not Shash at all, there's nothing to be in the practice of that. Other Gdolim were of the opinion that there is a bit of a problem, because the Rishon says in for Kenneth and Isa Shani, if the only time the Halona is allowed with respect to doing the Isa is regarding Pidyon Isa Shani, that a person is allowed to be paid in Isa Shani without any Anchomish. Normally the person says, when you're paid in Isa Shani, that belongs to you, that you're the farmer, if you're on your farm, you have to do good care and Bechomish. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer Marim Malam Isa Shani, and those are Bechomish. How does one get around it? In order to, how does one save his money in the person of Hashem without giving that to himself? So, usually, give you all that. The more person care comes up, you give the money to somebody else, you have another person because of your Hashem. Since it's someone else being paid to your Hashem, so there's no need for this service comes. The Shami comments on that Mishnah that only over here do we allow Harama and the Din HaTorah, because the Pasuk says, because this Bracha these days, the Torah says that there has to be a Bracha in connection with Nazi Shani. So if you have a way by hook or by crook, as long as it's legal, as long as it's according to the laws, according to the letter of the law, as long as it's Zeitgehalt, if you have a way to save yourself a couple of dollars, like you can call it without being able to come, just give the money to someone else and so on. Haroma, the Torah allows you to do so. But normally, in other cases, we don't allow haroma. That's why Rav Soloveitchik recommends one should be machmir like the other poskim against the Mesivis is true over here, that with respect to Bali Roya, the Araisa, maybe on common building gomer, like on bread, or on cake, or on cookies, or on macaroni, or spaghetti, or something like that, that's real common to the end. But they definitely violate, there's definitely the meaning of Bali Roya, the Araisa, if you have it in the house. So it's proper to be machmir like the Dasa poskim, who holds that Haram is not allowed to be the Araisa. Haram means that it's a legal fiction, it's legitimate, it's completely legal. But it's a legal fiction, you're avoiding Bali Roya with that label, with the twist, the legal loophole. With respect to Karubas Chomets, things that have Chomets mixed into them, or Chomets Nukshe, but whether Chomets Nukshe is a different story, I wouldn't should know for that. With respect to Chomets Nukshe, Karubas Chomets think that I've been found the thing it is. The first place is in Sohman, that there's no Bali Roya there, I said there's only a Dina Bali Roya and the Rabbanon. With respect to Dina Bali Roya and the Rabbanon, here, I've said, I should say, he could be lying, and as a person, then Haram is allowed. There's not many questions there. Kol Shor says like that. Haram is only allowed with respect to Bali Roya and the Rabbanon, not with respect to Bali Roya and the Rabbanon. Of course, the flour in the times of the Shulchan Aruch was not common to Golden Gomer, wasn't the Chomets at all. Maybe the flour that we brought came up in Ashur. It was not common. The only thing is that since it wasn't watched, since they didn't watch it from the time that they covered up the ground, so it wasn't shmur and shot to do it. They didn't watch it from the time that they ground it up, so it wasn't shmur, so you wouldn't use it to make matzah split. But the Ikar HaDin, in the times of the Gemara, the times of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gaonim, came up that was purchased, but not sure, it wasn't a flower, it's not common, so they didn't use it on Pesach. The first one say that the Zman HaZeh, that they bleach the flour very well and they soak it in water, not some that they bleach it, they rinse it off with water. Soak with water for 5 o'clock for a few days. That's why it's so clean. And the flour in our country, not the little towns in Europe. But in the big done the Vamar and other Paschim hold that maybe it's a common Kutch. It's a big demon in the effort. So that it's not proper to leave flour on that. So should we sell it? Or possibly we should get rid of all the Kutch Kutch? The people who travel to Eretz Yisrael before Pesach have a bit of a problem regarding the Chilas Chametz, because there is a famous machlokes in the Machlokes, and the Yontif, another Machlokes, regarding the Zman Yisrael HaNoah, the Chametz, the final Eretz Yisrael, in Pesach begins, and all the Zman begins 6 hours before the Zman begins in New York, so do you follow as far as the, when the Chametz is also Manos, it may not be sold. Looking at Tzos Manos, it says it cannot sell, it's plenty of issues, so you have to sell the Chametz on that Pesach in the morning, before the Zman Yisrael HaNoah. So the question is, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, my chometz is in New York, do you follow the Malkum where I am, or do you follow the Malkum where my chometz is? So this is a big deal in our friends, so that's where the proper thing is, that if you know people, if you, or your parents, or your friends, or your neighbors happen to be flying, going to have a shop for Yontif, you should recommend to them that they should go to the local Orthodox rabbi and ask the rabbi to make a separate Mechira's chometz for their chometz, so that the Zman HaMechira will begin before the Zman Yisrael HaNoah in Eretz Yisrael. And the rabbi will be careful not to buy back this chometz right away until after the Zman, after the Pesach is up here in Kutzlar, which is way later after the Zman in Eretz Yisrael. Zman in Eretz Yisrael begins earlier and ends earlier. So you have to go to Chumrah in both directions. You have to sell the chometz before the Zman in Eretz Yisrael and not buy it back until after the Zman in Eretz Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says that regarding the burning of the chometz that you find on the Leil Bedikas, so you burn it in the morning of the Pesach, you die with this, and so the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to wait back until the Mishnah says Dorch Mitzchil Hashem, because the Mishnah in Perakal and other chometz in Masa has two shot in order that means the Dafke. It's a Hidr Mitzvah to save the chometz from Tchil Hashem, the beginning of the sixth hour, Chatzos is Sheishos. Global clock approximately noon is at Sheishos. Tchila Sheish means from 11 o'clock, the beginning of the hour right before Chatzos. So if you take the Mishnah literally, which the Mishnah suggests, the Mishnah is telling you that the Ikar Zman of Dior Chometz is at the beginning from 11 o'clock on. And a third Sam Rishon hold that the Ikar Zman of Mitzvah Shevis Chometz is after Chatzos. So the Rabbanim, since they pushed up the Chatzos, they said that from 11 o'clock on has to do with the Rabbanim, people will be Chatzos. So because the Mishnah has one shot to take the Mishnah literally, so the Ikar Zman of burning the Chometz is at that time. Of course, if you're going to follow that opinion in the Mishnah, then you should make sure you say people, we have a meaning that we have people coming twice. The Gemara says the Ikar have been a very exceptional Shabbat, we have to make a people come to take it after the Tzadik, that's the meaning of the Gemara. In time to the Mishnah, we didn't have that. In time to the Mishnah, we just had the Tzadikah stuff. When the Gemara had done, a very exceptional Shabbat, then we show him, the Rosh had done, and then we show him that they had an added Kumar, so we think another people in the morning at the time that we burn the Chometz. Of course, if you can burn the Chometz to Dafke, to Tchila Sheish, after the beginning of the Zman Yisrael, then you cannot be Mavach in the Chometz there. Because the Gemara says Bikul Chometz can only be at the time that it's Mitzvah. After the Tzos Banah, so it's a Mitzvah Shus or whatever, and the Gemara says you can only be Mavach. So if you want one to be Makhid for that day of the Mishnah, you'll have to be making second Bikul before 11 o'clock, before the Zman Yisrael. And then the Kesef Mishnah has the other day, and that's where the Ramah quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's loved up. You don't have to wait till Tchila Sheish, till the beginning of the Chatzos for the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah moved up Chatzos for 1 hour earlier. You don't have to wait till after the Chatzos for the Rabbanah to destroy the Chatzos. So from Tchila Sheish means even up until Tchila Sheish. It's okay. So the Ramah writes it. If you want, people who rush to, let's say, people who go to work, in that case, some people work for it, they go to the office early, they dominate at 6 o'clock minyan. They're ready, by the time we're waking up, they've already burnt their chametz at 4 to 7 in the morning. So the Rambam says, that's okay. You can burn your chametz very early in the morning. The only thing is that the way we have everything all set up, it's very strange the way we do it. Let's say if the husband's going to run to the office at 4 to 7 in the morning, he's going to burn his chametz, and the wife and the children are going to, they're going to wake up at 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock. They're going to start to eat their chametz, they get breakfast, eating the Cheerios and whatever, shredded wheat. They're going to have their breakfast at place at 8 o'clock, 8:30. So what would the husband burning the chametz? And then the rabbi is not going to sell the rest of the chametz till later. So the pashtus is that the mitzvah of dior chametz to destroy the chametz means if I have 10 loaves of bread, I have to destroy all the 10 loaves of bread. Not destroy, let's say I can sell 9 loaves of bread, then I burn the last loaf of bread. But if first I burn the first loaf of bread, then I still have another 9 loaves of bread left, and then I sell those to the goy. So selling to the goy is not a mitzvah, selling to the goy is a haram, which we allow under maybe under certain circumstances. We make them on this halacha. But What have I accomplished by burning the first loaf of bread at the foot of the seven in the morning? If I have not another ton of bread, I have schnapps it all. I have, most people keep cake and cookies and all kinds of chomets, blah, blah, blah. I have macaroni, spaghetti, and everything. The rabbi is going to sell out chomets way later, and I'm burning the chomets in the morning. But I'm not going to have any mitzvah. So I'll be pashtus. It may come out to be a bracha l'atoma. The bracha that we say on the b'dikas chomets at night, you say, bracha, I'll be a chomet. You shouldn't say that the bracha al biyachamitz refers to the whole process that you deal with the burning the next morning. So the pashto should be that if you're going to rely on the mechiras chametz of the rabbi, the pashto says that any chametz that you save should be burned after the rabbi has sold his chametz. So the pashto is not that. By the Hasidim, there's
what
a
is,
big peder.
What does one tzitzis have to do with next tzitzis?
The mitzvah of destroying the chametz means tashbisa. After which tashbisa, something about that means you should get rid of all the chametz. You should destroy it, either like this, right? Or the kolzav or whatever. And you have to destroy it. So if I have a lot of chametz that I know of, and I burn a little bit, so I haven't been yotzei the mitzvah yet. It's not a mitzvah on every kizayis is an mitzvah. The mitzvah is to destroy the last amount of chametz that I have. So if I sell a little bit first, I sell a lot, then I leave a little bit over. So I'll destroy that. I'll be yotzei my mitzvah. If I first burn a little bit, I have a lot left, and I haven't yet been mekayim any mitzvah l'chayr. Mitzvah l'chayr is to destroy the last amount of chametz that I have. So then the last amount of chametz I sell to the goy, so what did I fardin? I didn't gain anything by burning the chametz in the morning. L'chayr al pi pashto. But Hasidim are very machzor, some Hasidim are very machzor to have matzahs. Mitzvah, matzahs that are baked, and I'll taste like after chatzot. This is because of Rashi's opinion. Yishonim quotes, and Mark Tavios, real quotes from them of Rashi, that do not create the mitzvah matzah unless the matzah is baked after chatzot, because the Gemara says in the very end of Sohama, and the Gemara says it's rather a hekesh between Achilas HaPesach and Achilas HaMatzah. So the Gemara says that according to Ablozik and Azari, that the Pesach has been a mechal el HaKhatzos from the Torah, you must complete eating from Pesach. By Khatzos HaLayla, so too you must complete eating the Matzah before Khatzos HaLayla, and if not, lo yotzei bech HaLayla. That's what Rabbi says. Lo HaMatzah is not a Zalcha Khatzori, Ablozik and Azari, lo yotzei bech HaLayla. So the Gemara rather only has the hekesh when it gets to his man and Achilo. Rashi claims that the hekesh applies also when it gets to his man HaKhonis HaMitzah. Just like the Shkitas HaPesach, the preparation of the Korban Pesach is going to eat the life, so you have to prepare it, namely the Shkitas must take place in Erev Pesach Yom Kippur. So too Rashi's opinion is that the Achilas HaMatzah, which is the preparation of the Matzah Mitzvah, must take place in Erev Pesach Yom Kippur. So Rashi says if you bake the Matzah before Hatzai, you're not Yotzei Mitzvah. Of course, the Rishonim have to quote the Chumash of Rashi. Of course, the Rishonim all jumped on Rashi and asked Akasha, how could it be, and what if Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos? In order to deal with the Shkitas HaPesach and the Shabbos, everybody knows that Afiyas HaMatzis is certainly not the Shabbos. So what are you going to do? So you're going to have to bake the Matzis before. So if it's good that year, so it's good every year. So Rashi answers no. So by the Chassidim, the answer is a joke. But Rashi answers no. That the deal is of that year, you have to bake the Matzis on Leil Pesach. You have to bake the Matzis on Pesach night. I said, so the Achronim ask Akasha, what do you gain by baking the Matzis on Leil Pesach? But you wouldn't be able to shech the Korban Pesach on Pesach night. So if you claim that the reason why the matzah must be baked after the chatzos is because the hekesh to Korban Pesach, and shechitas haPesach, the leil Pesach is no good, it has to be yom yudalei after the chatzos in the afternoon. So what good is it if you bake the matzah on leil Pesach? So rather, I want to point out that Rashi himself gives an answer to this. Rashi, in Ketzat Zoylin, the beginning of Perek Avodah, Rashi writes that the reason why Rashi seems to apply the following, that Ben is going to get the question with Moshe says in Chulin, that Halayla Halach Acharayot. So theoretically, in principle, when you shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you would be allowed. You would really be okay to shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach also, because it's also, that's Ma, that's Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the only reason why you can't shech the Korban Pesach by Laila is because the Korban would be possible. Because all Avodas Adam must be done after by Yom. The Kabbalah must be done by Yom. But theoretically, this is not. Leil Tezvav is not meaning Leil Tezvav. It's still a Hemshech from Yudalit with respect to Kabbalah, because the Kabbalah, the Gemara says, Halayla Halach HaHayom. So that's apparently why Rashi's opinion was that when Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos and you're stuck, you cannot pay. Rashi claims you cannot be Yotzei with Matzah Dovah Bekin Pochat, so you're not allowed to bake them on Shabbos. So what do you do? So Rashi says you must bake them. Leil Tezvav, because Leil Tezvav theoretically is this man for Shkitas HaPesach as well. The other thing is that by Laila Kodshim HaPatzel, so that didn't go to the flight of Yes HaMatzel, but theoretically it is this man that should have been kosher the Shkitas HaPesach. Shmona Kot is in the Chumra. You can get such matzahs. This year at Pesach, we must be careful to make the Erev Tashir, because we need a little bit of food for it. Because we're going to have Yom Tov on Thursday and Friday. In order to prepare food on Friday for Shabbat, the Halacha requires that we make an Erev Tashir. The Erev Tashir, the Gemara has the Pesach's points out, the Gemara dates on the second parak, the end of the Erev Tashir. So the Pesach points out, you have to have a pass on the Tashir. Usually people take a matzah and a hard-boiled egg, and then you have to take a brocha, the regular siddur. Mishnah Berurah points out that in many siddurim you're missing a word or two. You have to say that with this also, it's not a yirotzim. You have to know what you're saying. If you don't understand what you're saying, that's no good. So it's a lot of times it's difficult to Aramaic. It's like you do it after you say it in Aramaic, people say it over again in English, the other language that you have to say. So the proper thing is, Mishnah Berurah says you should say that with this day or by day, remember it should be permissible for us to cook the Shabbos and to bake and to cook and specify to bake and and to bench lift and to carry like cooking. That's the word that's usually missing from some of the good. And then you add on the Mebet Kol Tachono and to do any other halachas that are necessary from Yom Tov to Shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah points out, based on earlier Poskim, that the Morat Mashma, that L'chashchila, the proper thing to use the Erev Tashchila, is something that was baked or cooked specifically for the purpose of the Erev Tashchila. Usually we don't do that, but we take a box of matzahs that we take. The matzah is not there specifically for Erev Tashchil. And then you have someone cooks eggs in the house, it's time you have some hard boiled eggs, they take an egg and they use it. The Mishnah Berurah says that L'chatchila is not proper to do that. You should really use a pot in the tashchil that is cooked or baked specifically for the purpose of Erev Tashchil, or at least cooked or baked for the specific purpose of eating on Shabbos. It's not true exactly, but it has to be adapted for the use of Erev Tashchil, or it's not before it's cooked for Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah refers you to a chumra that some Achareim have based on a Rashi and Beit, and he says that the report is Mishar Atzion, but not the Tzavek. He says that all of the Poskim say you don't have to worry about Rashi. But if it's an easy thing to do in Zakatan, Rashi seems to say, Pashat Shach and Rashi seems to be in Beit, that for the top shield that you use, the air top shield, you can't use an egg. Maybe sometimes you could use an egg. You have to use for the top shield something that you normally don't eat during the weekdays, something that's Michael that's used on Shabbos, and demonstrate that with it, well, bread you always eat. Bread you eat in the weekends, you eat on Shabbos, but the tapshil should be something that's cooked specifically the same Shabbos that it's nikah, that this is the Shabbos of the tapshil. You demonstrate that you've begun your hachanas, you're cooking for Shabbos before Yom Kippur began. So by us, we live in America, so we eat everything. We eat steaks, we eat all kinds of things all week long. So the only thing that we have really that the yuchat for Shabbos are the cooked fish. Shalom. Shabbat, and you ask people eat not. You ask people eat all week long. You have meat every day, fancy meat, and all kinds of things. The Mishnah Berurah quoted from Rashi, Mashma has to adopt a tafsha that's nikah, that is the same Shabbat, something that the Shabbat is the tafsha. And then he said, could all of the Poskim reject? But it's an easy thing to do, it's no big deal. Just take the Shabbat liver is there anyway, you can cook the fish, everything is prepared anyway, and go to the office. There are the office, you can just pick it up, and make your tafsha, you can take all. The whole tray of meat and chicken, everything that's in the refrigerator, you put the whole thing away at the Erev Tashchil. There's a minimum that you cannot have less than a certain sheet of Erev Tashchil. There's no maximum. In fact, everything in the refrigerator, and use it for the Erev Tashchil. The Magen Avraham points out the meaning that they had in his community in Europe, and explains why it's a proper meaning of beginning. When you make an Erev Tashchil, like this year, we make an Erev Tashchil on Wednesday of an Erev Yom Kippur. Hatzedish make the Erev Tashchil daf on Erev Yom Shabbat. The Rishonim and Mishnah Berurah quote that Kabbalah quote that quote. Shouldn't make it before Erev Yom. So make the Erev Tashchil, let's say on Wednesday, for the Broch, and the Nisach, everything, and then you put on the kettle of water for Shabbos, like on Friday afternoon, for the Shalom, whatever, you put on the meat on the fire, whatever you want to warm up. So the Magen Avraham records a minig in his community that normally they'll bench lift, let's say, half an hour before Shki on Friday afternoon. So when they made an Erev Tashchil, because Friday is a Yom Tov, they'll bench lift an hour before. They would have an extra, the women would be mocked with the bench lift extra special Yom Tov. Why they paid the bench lift dafke earlier, when it's Erev Shabbos Shechol, and it's a Yom Tov Shechol with Erev Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham explains that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, it's often what they saw the heter is of Erev Tashchil. So one opinion in the Gemara is that they saw the heter is based on that any food that you cook on Yontif is considered a Rechon Nefesh for Yontif because he could have eaten it now. The Magen Avraham says, and if there's Safik, it's Machlokes in Rishonim, which is, well, how do we pass the book and really say the Hekhe Erev Tashrim? Why is it Mutter to rely on Erev Tashrim? According to those Rishonim who say that Erev Tashrim is Matir, preparations for Yontif, because of polio, so then the Magen Avraham says you have to put up the kettle of water and put up the chonk and put up the meat on top of the fire on Friday afternoon early enough before Shabbos begins so that you should be ready to eat now on Friday again. So if you're going to put up the water the last minute, it's not going to get warm until Shabbos, so you're doing a malach on Yontif, which is clearly not usable on Yontif. It's not going to be sufficiently cooked. You put up a chonk and the potatoes are still going to be raw on Friday, so you cannot eat that food on Friday. You don't have the heter of Mahal Yudhu of Mechazile. So the Magen Avraham suggests that perhaps this was the reason for the minyan hanoshim that they eventually left an hour before instead of a half an hour before, so that any hachanis, any food that they would want to leave on top of the left, they would have to put on way before Shabbos began, so they have twice as much time for the food to get prepared on the Yom. So it would be ready, would be edible on Friday itself. In Shulchan Aruch we are machmir as a shayim, we are machmir that even if you make an Erev Tavshilin, only Matthew to do malachas that are tzorchei hasudim. That person decides that Rav is going to give a drosha on Shabbos Talmud Pesach. Someone wants to learn the harusa at his friend's home. He wants to carry the sefer on Friday. You carry the sefer over to his friend's home. He's got an erev in his boat. You don't have an erev and you carry it in the street. So then this is not one of the tzorchei hasudim. So he's doing malachas. Shabbos the tzorchei hasudim. So then Shabbos Talmud Pesach is an erev tashim and doesn't even help. Let's say a person wants to carry his reach a shear machine, wants to carry the shear or something like that. Wants to carry special boxes, so to use them, or talis, special shabbat, or talis, or something. So whatever is not so hard to do, the Shulchan Aruch said, we pass them, but you're not allowed to do it even with an Erev Tashir. Of course, on Erev Yontif, this year on Wednesday evening, the proper thing is, the Yitzchok has a true, the proper thing is that the women should bench lift in Bo Yom, just like they do on Erev Shabbos, they bench lift half an hour before Shabbos, 18 minutes before. The proper thing is that every year of Yom Kippur should also bench lift before the Yom Kippur. Of course, when you have 2 days Yom Kippur, you have Wednesday night and Thursday night, so then the Gemara says in the same day, so it's not permissible to bench lift on Thursday afternoon to Thursday night. The Thursday afternoon is Yom Kippur, Thursday night is only Yom Kippur HaKadosh, and the Shemesh HaGol is only for Tzom Kippur HaKadosh. So that's an issue. You're doing a malach on Yom Kippur culture, that's not allowed. You bench lift for the second day Yom Kippur, of course, the Rishonim said you have to light the Neiros, you have to bench lift Halayla, you have to chase up the Kohen. Unless, the Prima Gaon says, unless, let's say it's very dark, Thursday afternoon, it's very dark in the room, and the woman would like to have some light stanzas, she'd like to see what's going on. She wants to read, or she wants to daven, or whatever, and she needs the light on Thursday afternoon because it's dark, so then it's permissible to light a candle from an already existing flame. And then, once she's lighting the candle already for Yontif, so then the people come and say, there's no Aver, she's going to say the bracha l'adav neshal Yontif, and we're gone tonight. But in a normal case, where it's not dark in the room, so then the Rishonim all say that it's not permissible to light in there. Because just parenthetically, by us, there's always a big problem when you light the Neiros on Yontif, and especially for the second night of Yontif, on Thursday night, because the problem, we have the electric lights on already, so there's a problem. Because it says, no, not leaking, that if the lights are on already when it's time to bench lift, it's supposed to extinguish the lights and then put them on again, the Shem Shabbos and the Shem Yom, and then excite the Rosh. And the second night Yom, you can't do that. You can't extinguish the lights of Yom. What do you do? So the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchos Shabbos and Neil Shalom that when a person wants to bench lift, and someone else already lit the kid blow out, let's say another woman lit that, they're not going to blow out her candle. Like, I can't do that. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom, you should light your candles at another end of the table, another part of the room. Well, it's not so bright. So by us, it doesn't really help because we have the lights from the ceiling that flood the whole room with lights. It's not shy to go. There won't be any Tosefis or Simcha. You won't be adding any illumination. You won't be more happy by the virtue of the fact that it's going to be more light. So many folks can say that the proper thing is to light in another part of the house, another part of the room where there is no light, like in the kitchen, like another room where you really can use the light. After you've lit in the other room and you're using light there a little bit, then of course there's nothing wrong. If you move it later on when you're holding by the seder on the second night, that's everything right. Then you can move it back on top of the table if you want to. But the proper thing is always to light mirrors from the shot and the light mirrors in a place where the mirrors are adding some illumination. You have to have some perceptive service. And the first two nights of Pesach, the Shulchanach quotes in the end of Pesach, the quotes in the end of the Shalom, the Masech Sefer, that the minhag is that you recite Hallel and Shul with the brother. So the whole Hallel, one Hallel and Shul. Only on the first two nights of Pesach. Doesn't apply to Shavuos and Sukkot, it doesn't apply to the last days of Pesach. Only the first two nights of Pesach. The Rambam writes that by the Ashkenaz, not minhag is that we don't do that. We assume that the reason why they instituted the new year is the Hallel and Shul is because there were so many people that didn't know they were Amorites and they didn't know how to say the Hallel at all. And on Pesach night, they have for the big chunk of the Haggadah, the reciting of the Hallel. Half the Hallel before the Sukkah, and half the Hallel after the Sukkah. So, help out those people who didn't know how to say the Hallel. They couldn't read it, they didn't have a Haggadah, whatever. So, they instituted that they recited Hallel and Shul. But the Yerushalayim of Moses that we are, Kavanah, 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 we know how to say Hallel, but Haggadah, so we dispense with the reciting of the Hallel and Shul. Most, many Rishonim say that that's not the reason for the Hallel and Shul. They say to separate upon the first two nights of Pesach. That's where Rav Soloveitchik has recommended that even though usually we don't follow the minhagim of the Mechaber, we still follow the Nusach Tzad. Nusach Tzad and Dach. Usually the Snagim follow all of them, but the Ramah says as far as minhagim and as far as Nusach Tzad. Rav Soloveitchik recommends that he thought that he perhaps it's more proper that the Rabbanim should introduce in their shuls that they wouldn't cause too much machlokes, that they should decide how much. Because it's not going to cause machlokes, but they said the rest. Where's the Mesa Derais? And this I think is only a question of the Rabbanim.
With the Brocha.
With the Brocha, yes. That's the Rishonim Shining quote. With the Brocha. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov, Gemara has a dinim of Tifnei Chol Al HaKodesh. That is proper even in HaKodesh. The Rishonim holds the Rabbanim of HaKodesh. It's not a mitzvah of the Rabbanim, but if you do, it's Chals, if you're Mesa Chol Al HaKodesh. So then the Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov begins a little earlier than when Pesach Chacham really is, when life really begins. There's a big machlokes in the Rishonim regarding the nature of Mosif and Chol HaKodesh. When you have a Pesach Shabbos or a Pesach Yom Tov, is that only relevant to the Ger to Yisuri Melacha, that Yisuri Melacha begin earlier? The Gemara says also the Ger to Kiddush, that when Mosif and Chol HaKodesh can start the Kiddush right away, if you start in the Shudah, and then Kiddush all the Mosif. Is that all that he's saying? No. That once you Mosif and Chol HaKodesh, so all the Mitzvahs HaYom begin take it from the Yom. So the Rishonim have an interesting question. What happens if a person was Moshe Mechoel al HaKodesh and Erev Pesach, Zman HaBayis, and he wants to eat Korban Pesach now? And Brach is Rav Yudah Chosev has a Mechoel to Bali HaPesach, so he can eat Korban Pesach now, Zman HaPesach and Pesach and Bayis. He puts one day in that it's permissible because since you are Mechabal Yom Tepuroni, so it's already the beginning of Pesach, so it's the Zman HaPesach and Korban Pesach, not the Mechoel to Korban Pesach, if you can. And the majority of the Rishonim say not so, and they assume that even if you're Moshe Mechoel al HaKodesh, you will not be able to be Yotze with the Zman Temor and so on in the Zman of Tosefes, and you have to wait for Pesach HaKodesh. That is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that's the way Tosefes presents it in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim on the first Mishnah, that on Pesach night, you cannot begin the Haggadah, you cannot begin the Seder Kiddush until Pesach HaKodesh. And every Shabbos, it's Tama Machlokes. Let's say in the middle of the summertime, many people on the Kabbal Shabbos early. So the Gemara says, if you're in the Kabbal Shabbos early, you can have Myra Burmese, you can have Kiddush, you can start the meal. But then Kiddush will not be included. Obviously, you start the meal. The question is, what if I complete eating the whole meal in the Bog Yom? I don't need any part of my life. So that's the Machlokes of the Rishonim. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that you cannot be Yotze to the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos in Bog Yom, just like you cannot be Yotze to the Mitzvah of the Shabbos in Bog Yom. So even though you've made Kiddush and you've begun the Suda in Bog Yom, you should be Makhtik with at least eat a Chazayis HaPas after Tzeizach HaChom. That's what the Pas quotes in Malachai in Hezah Shabbos. It's proper to be Makhtik to be Yotze to Yosh Shittas, and even when you follow Shabbos early, you make Kiddush early, you start the Suda early, you should try to be Makhtik to eat at least the Chazayis HaPas at the end of the meal. To the Yotze no Shittas to hold it, the Sefer Shabbos is ineffective in the year to the Mitzvah Suda Shabbos. Getting down to the actual Haggadah itself, of course, in the beginning of the Haggadah, they give you the Simonim, the Kolom of the Haggadah, that the Rishonim quote from Rashi, Kaddish, Yuchat, Tzap, Atef, and Rashi, is the Kaddish dismissal. So the Kaddish, of course, is started with Kiddush. You have to be careful, people usually do everything wrong. Usually when it comes to women, especially. Usually when it comes to Kiddush, they take this to sit. Comes to the agriculture, it's just different. When it comes to the market, they take a little nibble. It comes to the carpas, they're so hungry, because they're not supposed to eat in their face in the afternoon. So then, carpas, they eat a lot. So the Shulchan Aruch says everything is fakir. So the Kiddush, the din is that the cost of the Kiddush has to be maksik and revit. It has to be the size of the revit. The revit is the volume of the neg and the head. Neg and the head with the shell, not the content of the neg and the head. and a half with the shell. Supposed to be 3.5 ruled ounces, or something. No less than 3.5 ruled ounces. Not such a gigantic size post, but it's not a tiny little bech. Many people use a tiny post, so we're not getting any mix. The din is that the post has to be mastered in the use of the yayin for the other cases. The chachil of the din is, Morgan Avon quotes the name of the bach, you should bring kol hakos. The entire post each time and full time. So the yevid, if you didn't drink kuva, he said, then the gemara says that ruba kukula. So the yevid drink lion ruba kukula. But the chachil of the halachim says that you should have kuva. And this is regarding all the four curses. After kadesh, we have urchat, and we wash, and kuva says that with that adrocha before dipping in the kadesh to the salt water. Why do we wash with that adrocha? What kind of strange practice is this? So Shulchan Aruch, they explain what it's all about. That the machlokes places in the Rambam regarding the gemara and stochem, the din is when you eat bread, you have to wash until the Siddur. That's the Kabbalah Sakana. The Kohanim eat Truma, the bananas are Truma, the oranges are Truma, they eat the bottle of wine are Truma. Whenever the time you eat Truma, they have to wash until the Siddur. But the Naim Shneel is saying, the Shemi is always washing until the Truma. The Kohen always has to wash until the Siddur before the Truma. The question is, what if a non-Kohen is eating something which is not bread, but it's done, should be ruled the mash. He's eating apples or grapes or pear that was just rinsed off, and it's still moist. Still has the moisture on it. But let's say a person is eating a cookie and he's dipping his cookie into a cup of milk. So that's also dumb shit to build a mashke. You're eating some food which is dipped into a mashke and it still has the mashke on it. It's still moist at the time that you're eating it. So the Gemara seems to say that you have to wash until it's done. It's only a complicated explanation of two of the time. But the dam shneels and the shame you go to the mashke into a tchila. The tchila is going to make the echo with the shame and then you're going to be eating mashke with the shame. The question is, so what's the eating of them? What's the darbeir? If it would be truma, so if it's at least a derais, you're not allowed to eat oil from truma to make. But if it's not truma that you're eating, it's cool, what's that there? So Tosfos says that Achanami, that gemara that you have to wash before you eat the middle of the mashke, only applies this man that the people in this house, they were careful not to eat chulim kmei. They eat chulim al-tahar, chulim mitahar. Some people ate chulim al-tahar as al-kodesh, some ate chulim al-tahar as al-truma, and others ate chulim al-tahar, period. Just plain chulim al-tahar. So the Zmana said that everybody eats Erechim Tmeim anyway, no one's lives in any of this Indian Adin and Chulim with the Arab. So this is the whole requirement for Dovah Shifu and Mashu that you have to wash the first night and then no longer applies. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam calls it, it's a Takana Satanaj, and it must be observed even as Zmana said, even though the reason for the Takana no longer applies is Takana Tilfa. So what do you do if you have a Machlek in the Rambam, if you want to eat the apples that were just rinsed off, or you want to eat the grapes and the pears that were rinsed off, and the two boys, the place says you don't have to wash it. All the Rambam says you have to wash and you have to say brocha. So what do you do? So we make a we make a choice. We say you have to wash and you don't say brocha. The chumra you have to wash until it's a day. But then you don't go to chumra to say brocha. You say stop the brocha. That's on Pesach night. You wash until it's a day before the davar shekriv on the mashke. We don't recite the brocha al nitir sudai. In Europe they used to make fun of the yeshuvenim. The rabbis who were very 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 frum, but they didn't know anything. They were such vista meratzim. They didn't know the form. Tell us that when you should make with the Tezim HaVodah that you wash your hands and you don't say Al Matilas Klein, so you say wash until it's a broch HaTash Al Kemal HaShem 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 HaShem. He says, and here we see that all year long people are doing wrong. All year long people are not marketing, and people eat, let's say, grapes or apples or pears that were leaked off in the still moist, and you don't wash at all. But it says, yes, man is tana halayla zemikola. In other words, why is only on Pesach night we're marketing for Chumras HaRambam and all year long? Not so he says it's not right. All year long the same thing applies. You should always wash. Is that a drachma? Then it seems, when the gun passes by the Ram, you wash with the brocha. But the task says, he recommends you should always follow the Tzedek Shonach, always to wash only alone without the brocha. But it's even, his Haggadah suggests maybe a teretz on the Taz Kashi, the Manishtan. He said, maybe there's a teretz, but there's a teretz to all the other. The name is all the Manishtan, because the name is to the Taz Kashi, not the Taz. So he says, we know, on the Pesach night, the minig is that the father of the household wears a kippah. So what is the idea behind the kippah? So then, Tzid quotes the Machloedis between the Magen Avram and the Zona Gun. Magen Avram says, it's Yaskel or Yom HaMisa, the kippah is the Tafrishim, it's Big Day Mason. Pesach night, you take out the fancy silverware and the fancy beffers and the fancy everything fancy. You have such a beautiful table and it's Marseille Seinu and everything is so how wonderful. So the person may think that he has so much Olam Hazeh, he may think he's really living in Olam Hazeh. In order to remember, Yaskal Yom Amisto, he should wear Tachrichim and he's just tone down the sink a little bit, but, and he's going to drink a lot of wine. Hard to curse, he shouldn't get drunk or anything. But Yaskal Yom Amisto, he should remember that Tzayt Kolorim Yom. That's why the Magen Avraham says that the minute is that an Ozer Rachman of Islam doesn't have to wear the kippah because he doesn't have to remember the Yom Amisto. And the Vilna Goyen disagrees. He says, no, that that's not the time for wearing the kippah. What? Some Pesach not Yaskal Yom Amisto? He's going to get carried away with himself. He doesn't think that's correct. And maybe they're going to quote that the kippah was the chaluk lavan that the people would wear in Yerushalayim when the Israel would eat crushing cow in Yerushalayim. So the Kohanim, who are the Israelis, are wearing the bekunah. When they do the services in Beis Hamikdash, the Israelim, when they eat crushing cow, what do they wear? Their regular dungarees, shorts, whatever. The Zohar says that some of them wear a chaluk lavan, like the Gemara says, Moshe wore a chaluk lavan, so they say when they ate the Korban Pesach, like any time when they ate other Kachin Kam, they will wear a beautiful clean chaluk lavan. So he says that wearing the kippah is the Zechel HaMikdash, the Gemara says that they would wear a chaluk lavan in the Zechel HaMikdash when they ate the Kachin Kam. So therefore the Gemara time is that the proper meaning is, he claims that even an Ovo Rachman Ratzlan should also wear a kippah on Pesach, the Zechel HaMikdash, that he used to wear a chaluk lavan. So then it says, suggests that just like the Gemara says, that the kippah is that we should make a Zeh Balamikdash the way we used to eat the Korban Pesach, the Balamikdash with this Chaluk Lavan. Similarly, perhaps we should wash until the Sedayim all year long, maybe we really hold that Pesach is right. And on Pesach night, we want to act as if we're eating a Korban Pesach, so we should wash until the Sedayim in order to make sure that we won't be in the time in the Korban Pesach. That's what the Chumr is based on. The Achronim, the Maharil, quotes two Minhagim regarding the Urchas, the Tilas Adam, before Karpas, so that everybody in the household washes the Tilas Adam, only the father of the household, the one like the Kippur. Only the father of the household is like to wear the Kippur. See, if it's like that it's a Zechel and Mikdash, then we understand that minute from the Maharash, that is my little brethren, that the Maharash only he washes the Tilas Adam, and the other has to end up by his Zidna. And the Maharil says that he didn't follow this minute from the Maharash. He insisted that the Kahal Mishayim said. Shem said that everybody should wash until the Sedayim. That's how most people have the minute. That everybody washes until the Sedayim before the Tarsus. So what the Tarsus is, these are at the end. That's the Hachor. You have to wash without a brach all year long. Regarding the Karpas, we mentioned before that the Shulchan Aruch recommends that the proper thing is to eat proper to Tazayis. The Rambam is told that you eat a Tazayis and the Hagros Mamri called the Mamam Ritver, but it's a misprint. That the word kazayis belongs by mora, it doesn't belong by kazayis. So that's our practice, that we assume that you don't have to have a kazayis. So we're not the doctor not to eat a kazayis. Why the doctor not to eat a kazayis? So the Shulchan Aruch explained that there's a shayla. If you eat a kazayis karpas, so you'll get involved in a shayla where you have to say burn the fashis. Perhaps you have to say burn the fashis because the birchas hamazon at the end of the meal will not cover the achil of the karpas. Even if you plan to eat more potatoes and more vegetables, you're never going to have the middle of the meal. But perhaps that constitutes a long Hesach Adas. It takes an hour or so, depending on how many children you have, who are going to have to say the Manishtana to you, or whatever else you're going to have to say. The place to suggest maybe if you have Hesach Adas, then you can eat the eating of the Karpas, and the Birchas HaMazon, so the Birchas HaMazon shouldn't cover. On the other hand, the other Mishnayim say that it's not a Hesach Adas. Since it's a Machloik, it's whether the Birchas HaMazon is, then you can cover the Karpas enough. So therefore, we are not with the doctor to eat kachas with kazayis, because we assume like the Maharam Sutman says that you don't really need a kazayis. If the Rambam really holds need a kazayis, so then maybe you should eat kazayis. But since the Maharam says that it's a kazayis in the Rambam, you don't need a kazayis. So we are not with the doctor not to eat kazayis, we're not to get involved in the selfish bracha afana burn of kachas. Also, the Shulchan Aruch points out that at the time that we expect the bracha burn of kachas, before we eat the kazayis, everybody should have in mind to cover the moror of this burn of kachas. Because Tosfos points out, Tosfos has two opinions, the Din Machlokes and Rishon, regarding the bracha of Berachah Adam when you eat the Maror. One day in Tosfos means that Maror, since the Maror must be eaten after the Matzah, so the Maror is covered with the Hamotzi that we said on the Matzah, because the Dvar Mahavar Machlok HaSudah. Exactly, why the Dvar Mahavar Machlok HaSudah? And these two Tosfos have two versions, one of Sof and one of Brachas. One Tosfos presents it, that if it's eaten, it's Dvar Mahavar Machlok HaSudah. That's what you normally eat in the weekdays. You eat bread in the beginning of the meal, and then you have some vegetables, either the hamsha tiger sakir, you have a little lettuce, the whatever, and then you eat the main course. So the vegetable of mamish, the vegetable of the morrow, is literally drama by machmas asim. That, of course, would apply to any horseradish. horseradish doesn't really blend into any normal meal, so you can't really consider that drama by masasas. So does it suggest another drama? Maybe I'll be dinner drama by masasas. Since Talon is there, if you have these first in matzah and then tomorrow, in the matzah is a bit of Suda. The Torah gives us the matzah on Pesach 9, means a bit of Tavis Suda on Pesach 9. And there's a state of the arise, the first matzah, then tomorrow. So the Torah declares that the menu for tonight's meal is tomorrow, as the on the menu. So the Torah says that that's drama by masasas. This is what Taisa says, either because of the season of Balmach and Chassidic, or Al Pidin, Al Ophis Kareya, that it's on the menu to Pesach night, that the Mitzvah of Matzah is the Mitzvah of Tude, and the Mora has to be the Dafti after the Matzah, and Al Pidin of the Raisa like that. So Taisa Shita that basically Mora doesn't need any Brach 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 because it's covered with the Hamlet. However, Taisa quotes the opinion of Al Yosef Pevel and who disagreed, and who quoted in the name of the Chubis Agonim that the Mora is really not Barma Barmach and Chassidic. Doesn't really blend into the meal, and really you ought to say a bracha baruch hadama on the morrow after having said hadama. However, when you say the bracha, the chacham on the second, you should say a bracha on the baruch hadama in order to cover the baruch hadama for the morrow. Here's the whole explanation why they had to make this tachon. Why didn't they just let you say the bracha two brachas on the morrow, not to say two brachas on the matzah? I'm going to say two brachas, baruch hadama, and I'm not saying of course, it gives the whole head of it. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends that you should go the chum in both directions. When you eat the morrow, you say bar, when you eat the karpah, you say baruch hadama. So you should be mocking for the opinion of the you should have in mind that this baruch hadama should cover not only the karpah, it should also cover the morrow. Do a kind of Yosef Tevelim that it covered the karpah and the morrow, so clearly there is no hesach hadas in between. So then you should be allowed to eat as much karpah as you choose to. There's no shayla bracha chayla, you're going to cover the morrow with this. There's no hesach hadas. On the other hand, Taisa says that maybe it is a hesach hadas. So therefore, if you eat kazayis of karpas, you have to say bar nefesh, so you won't be troubled by the drink and then late. So that's why we machmir in both directions. We say bar fi adam and the karpas have it in mind more as well. And then we're machmir not eating the kazayis of the karpas, nor not to get involved in the other bar nefesh. The next in the Simanim of Rashi, of course, is the Vagi, that they start saying the Haggadah. Mishnah says that the Haggadah, Shartesh, of the Mitzvah, Sikhi, Tzimtzum, should be in the form of Maskel B'Gnur, in the Sain Mishvah. You have to make the Tzimtzum contrary to the Yavgut. First, you say that we were in bad Tzoris, and then the Rabbi Shalom saved us, and you make things better. Now, exactly, what does that mean, Maskel B'Gnur, in the Sain Mishvah? The Gemara has Machlokes around the Shmuel. Two different scholars of Haggadah. Rav's yeshiva they said one Haggadah, and Shmuel's yeshiva they said a different Haggadah. Right, so we say two Haggadahs, he said both Haggadahs. So one of the Amorim says, Master of the Rus and the Simon Shvat simply means the son of Haggadah and Hayinu, the father of the Mitzrayim. We were Haggadah. Are you at the end of Shalom came in the Shant? And the Baruch Shalom redeemed us and took us out of Haggadah. And the other Haggadah is, the Tchila of the Haggadah is all how you have the same. So originally it was all of the Haggadah, including the Jewish people. Rav Shalom Karvan and Baruch Shalom with us, and then the Rabbi Shem gave us the Torah of Sinai, and he gave us the true religion. Exactly what has this got to do with Pesach night? What does it got to do with Sikri Tzis Mitzrayim? You don't say a word about Mitzrayim, but you really have a little bit of a say. Akshay Kirvan HaMakum HaVedos, it says, Akshay, so the Kirvan explained by there, Akshay, that the Chumash says many times that the whole purpose, the whole purpose of the Tzis Mitzrayim was in order to lead up the Matan Torah, in order that the Rabbi Shem should give us the Torah of Sinai, we should become the Amman, we come and serve the Torah of Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says on Chumash that the Tfilas HaOmer is like a long period of Chol HaMoed connecting Pesach and Shavuot. The Shavuot is being called Atzeret, just like the second days of the next day of Sukkot is called an Atzeret to the Yom. The Yom Tov Sukkot basically has 7 days. And then you have an 8th day of the Shmini Atzeret, so Pesach also an Atzeret has 7 days. And the Shmini Atzeret of Pesach is Shavuot, which comes later. You have the remote sphere of time in between is the connection, like the Halamayda, if they connect the first 7 days, like in the first 7 days, the 2 days of Yom Kippur Sukkot with the Shmini Atzeret. So the whole topic of the Tzias and Tzang was for the purpose of Kabbalah HaTorah HaSinai, so that's why the other Nusach of the Haggadah has it, that you say, Yitzchila Yom Yavad Yizara HaYav Tzim, you don't speak about the actual obvious Mechavis, you speak about the purpose of the Tzias. The topic of the Tzias and Tzang was for the purpose of Kabbalah HaTorah, and how it's seen. Reminds me, we say they're both Haggadahs. We say two different Haggadahs, Haggadah of God and Haggadah of Shmuel. The Mishnah continues to say that after saying the Maskel B'Gnur and the Sain Mishvah, the proper thing is to be Doresh, the Parsha of Nikra B'Gnur, so we read Arami Al-Gadah, the Yerub and Tzrayim, and then we interpret every line separately, and we come and we give the whole Parashat Baal Peh commentary on each one of these lines. It's very strange why the Tanaim chose this Parsha of Arami of Rabbi, such an awkward Parsha. They could have picked something in Shmos there above the Shalom. They could have picked something that's more obviously connected with Yitzhak Mitzrayim. If they wanted to have a text that speaks about Yitzhak Mitzrayim and they wanted to darshan it, you could have picked the first four sentences in Kulish Mech, not the Rebbe Shalom. I'll tell you, read the whole Rebbe Shalom, read all the Mechiltas and the first four sentences. What's up with the tip that Rami of the Rebbe in the middle of nowhere? Hooked on that. So we made a suggestion, a little strange. We made a possible suggestion that this man at Talmud, the practice was that only one person said the Havara and the other people were Yerzer, like when you say Kiddush. One person says Kiddush and everybody's Yerzer, Shemir Tanim. One person says Abdullah. The man at Talmud, the practice was when they would bench Mizum, and also one person would say the first time was and everybody else would do this to me, and this would be Yerzer, the different thing to run, and they'd be Yerzer. The Gemara says the same is true regarding the Haggadah. You also say Shemir Kodesh. The Gemara says the Yeshiva, so the Amorah, the Rosh Hashiva would say the Haggadah, and all the Talmud would be Yotzer with Shemir Kodesh. They didn't have any printed Haggadahs. They had a person who knows it all about Peh, by heart. The Rosh Hashiva knew it by heart. So the Gemara has a deal that Varm Shabbat Stah, we have to wash over Yom and Al-Peh. He might be trying to relate to somebody else, a Gerbai Vasa, and a disciple of a test of Peh Shabbat Stah. We have a claw, you have to read it that way, Peh Shabbat Stah. You're not allowed to say it, you're not permitted to recite it Al-Peh. If I want to be able to Krishna for myself, I can say it Al-Peh. If you want to say Krishna to relate to somebody else, so the Gemara insists you have to learn it that way, Peh Shabbat Stah. So the question is, in a face of night, who's going to go take out a Sefer Torah? I have enough trouble fitting the matzah with the morah with the carpet with the hagrodah and everything else. I'm going to bring out a sefer Torah in the middle of the carpet festival with the carpet chagigah. It's going to go off all the shema. The carpet festival in the middle of everything. A sefer Torah in the middle is going to start reading a parsha, Eilu Shmoz Ben Yisrael, whatever the Shmoz there, but the shalt too hard. And may always say about that, even at the time that you're not reciting that parsha for the purpose of the answer. He gives an example. He says that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah to recite every day the Torah's mitzvah Kriya Shema. And he gives Mikud Mikurin. And what else? Mikud Meiser. And then he gives you the parsha of the Korbanos, the parsha of the Korbanos Adam Avinu, that in Bnei Yisrael, for the Makkah Korbanos, they have the right to keep Eretz Yisrael. And then Abraham Avinu is, what about the Zman HaDolos? So they're not making any Kabbalahs, why do they have to keep their Tzitzurot, the Zman HaKurban? But the Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, this is the end of the Gila, let them recite the Halachas of the Kabbalahs, Malam Yalem, Kiru Hikrim, let them recite the Dinam of the Shabbat. So the Avinu Yoni says that's a Din there, I see this thing. So therefore, the Kriya is a Parsha of Kabbalahs, it's also a Parsha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicated that you should recite. So therefore, even if you want to recite these Parshas, maybe Shema, the Meiser and the Bikurim, the Parshas of the Kabbalah, it's not even found that you're doing it to the Yotz and the Bikurim, but to the Yotz and the Kriyashma. Even if you miss the Mantish, if you want to recite the Parsha Baal Peh, it's permissible because these Parshas were exempted from this Issa. So perhaps this is why the Talmud chose, right? Perhaps this is why the Talmud chose this awkward Parsha Aram Yavid Ovi, rather than choose something more obvious from us there, but Mashallah, there was so much more room to darshan. Somebody walked Sukkim over here, there only took Sukkim in us, very little over here. Perhaps because the practice was that there's only the Yotzi Akeru Nehe Gosim, one person would say that I've heard it from Yotzi Yotzi. And this would normally be a violation of the Din of Rosh Hashanah, the Yatra Shari Yom Yom Teh. So perhaps they felt compelled, according to each other, they felt compelled to pick one of these parashiyas, which were permitted to recite Baal Peh anyway, so this was the one they chose, was the Mikra Bikur. On Pesach night, if they're going through a good chunk of the Haggadah, we recite Hallel. We recite half of the Hallel before the Haggadah, before the student, and the other half of the Hallel after the student. Now, the more comments in the end of the Psalm of this parable, that really the Hallel on Pesach night, the eager part of the Hallel on Pesach night, the Hallel that's recited after the meal. And he refers you to the Gemara in Pines, where the Gemara says that if there was an ace storm, there was no rain, and then the Dagon was going to Pines, and everybody was fasting, so the Mishnah says that if the rain came down in the middle of the day with the first thing, so everybody can go home and eat. And then after they finish eating, they come back to shul to then they recite Ha'alu and Shul, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving them the rain. So the Gemara asks, why can't they thank the Rosh Hashanah for the rain before they go off to eat? It goes dark. They only fasted a couple of hours into the day. They didn't fast the whole day. So let them first recite Ha'alu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give a HaKadosh HaTayim, and then go home to eat. So the Gemara says, no. The proper thing is, Ein on Ha'alu, Ela, Keres, Maleya, the Nefesh, Tzevei. They only say Ha'alu when the belly is full, Al Keres, Maleya, the Nefesh, Tzevei, when the person is satisfied, it is a good mood. If you put him in a good mood to say Ha'alu. So the Baal Mora says, the same is true, Pesach night. First you have to eat the whole meal, finish with all the Neglach and everything, and then after you finish eating the meal, then you can begin to recite the Ha'alu. The Iker of the Ha'alu on Pesach night is the Ha'alu that's after the meal. The question is, Pesach says to Kasha, not Gemara and Tainas, what do you mean? You only recite Ha'alu al Keres Malev, the Nefesh Tzeveyo, and the Shoyrish, and all the Ayatollah on Pesach for the Sikhs, Tanaka, we recite Ha'alu. We recite Ha'alu after Shacharis. You don't walk out of Shul first to eat breakfast and then come back to Shul to say Ha'alu. So we always recite Ha'alu before we eat. What does the Gemara say over here? You only say Ha'alu al Keres Malev, the Nefesh Tzeveyo. How does the Balamor know to apply Pesach night as the same thing like on the Tanaka Sibur? There's no immediate Shalim. Maybe it's the same as every Yom Kippur, because I don't know what the cloud, when you have to doctor, you say how after you have eaten and when not. So the Achronim point out that there are really two different, there are several Chiyuv Mahal, and here for this in, there are two Machayiv Mahal, the Tziv has a wrong, Ali Hassan has his commentary on the Shultis. So he explains that there are really two mitzvahs of Halal. One is a Halal of the Arais, and one is a Halal of the Rabban. And Halal, the Shas HaNes, is a Halal of the Arais. That's the Gemara Megillah, Dafi Dalim, and Almut. But the Gemara derives from the fact that the Torah records the Parsha Soz Yoshiv. Why does the Torah record the Nusach of the Shir that they said B'Shas Kriyas Yamsuf? So it must be to teach us a halacha of the Torah that whenever you have a Yeshua, whenever you have a Nesel, you have to thank the Baruch Shalom for that Hatzol, for Yeshua, then do it. So that's a halal of their eyes. The Gemara says, a man, the Abbas, the Peres, and the same halal, if you see us Mitzrayim, the Jews were alive in Mitzrayim, the only thing that they were serving in Mitzrayim, they were slaves. And then the time was that they became free men. So if me abdus l'chayim, so you say halal. So if you have Yeshua Hatzol and Manas l'chayim, so you certainly say halal. So that's one parasha of halal. And if some say the comments are not tomorrow, that's a clear halal of the rest. We might have the parasha of Yoshi, the Rashi does. Either with the Mamatzino or the Kalvachayim. If it's in the abdus l'chayim, then it's a Mamatzino. If the situation of the Manas l'chayim, then it's a halal of the Kalvachayim. If some say this is the Kalvachayim and Mamatzino, how can you do me a shakam of Rashi then? So that's a theme of Halal Bevois. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Brochus that you Galil and Galil, and Halal and Chanukah is only the Rabbanah. How can Halal and Chanukah be the Rabbanah? The Gemara says in the Gila that you Galil, the Halal and Chanukah is the Reis, there's no command for the Bevois like that. So the Nitzib answers that there's no contradiction. The Gemara makes the same Brochus that you Galil, the Halal and our Chanukah is the Rabbanah. We are commemorating the Nest that occurred so many years ago. When the first time the Nest happened, there was the Shas HaNes, and then Halal and Shas HaNes is the Reis. As we write in the parashas of Yashir. But Halal Zechel Nes in subsequent years in commemoration of Nes, on the anniversary of Nes, that's only Halal the Rabbah. So this distinction between Halal B'Shas HaNes and Halal Zechel Nes not only explains when Halal is the Reis and when Halal is the Rabbanah, it explains also these points as well. Whenever you have a Halal that's B'Shas HaNes, and if the Halal is supposed to be thanking the Rabbanah Shalom for the Yeshua that he just gave, then it's a halal that's similar to the Indian of Kordim Taiga. The Torah says, Avor Tzrich Lohides, Rashi Lohides, Mahmoud is Rashi and Taiga, which is blue, of course. Rashi Lohides, Avor Tzrich Lohides, who is not only to recite Yehuz Adayma, but also to bring a carbon Taiga. Taiga disagrees, the Lohides Barak HaTaiga, Taiga says that the Taiga is never bogged, the Taiga is always bogged in Edmund and Jeff. He has Mahmoud to bring carbon Taiga. The Lohides, Avor Tzrich Lohides, just means you need to recite Yehuz Adayma. But let's follow like Rashi says. Avor Tzrich Lohides, you need to bring the carbon Taiga. So what does it mean you bring a carbon tiger, you have a whole suit, and then in the middle of the suit, if everybody is eaten and everybody's full, then you say your praise to the Rabbanah Shalom in the presence of all of the assembled people. And the Tziv explains the chumash of the carbon tiger is a kachim kalim, though normally kachim kalim on echel is shnei yom and v'layla, echel the carbon tiger is on echel yod v'layla. Why? You know that you should have to have twice as many people present. You don't want it to become nesah. Maybe it's nechel shnei yom and v'layla echel, so you can eat half of it today and half of it tomorrow. If never you're on the line, you have to have twice as many people invited to your party. They should all finish eating it before the conversation. So you have to have twice as many people present when you eat it, and then you have a Siddur Hadar. It's the Mokhar and the Torah, but the idea of Siddur Hadar, it's a Gindi Arise, Siddur Hadar is a Siddur Hadar. So after having the meal, then you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. for the Yeshua and for the Hatzol and for the nest of the person. So the same is true, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the Gemara explains in Pinus, when there was an Asiras Shomin, the farmers are nervous, the crops are not going to grow, everyone's going to be hungry this year, there's going to be famine. That's time it doesn't rain. It really doesn't rain. It's Hatzoros, and then it goes at Pinus. And then when it does rain, that's called the Yeshua. Not when it rains, we don't consider the Yeshua. But when it rains, when we really are in desperate need of rain, then it's called Yeshua and the Hatzol. So then, we don't first say Hallel. First we go, we have a party, we eat. And then we come back to Shul, we recite Hallel, at the Hallel B'Shasa Yeshua. So the Gemara comments on Hallel B'Shasa Yeshua, Einam Hallel Elal Keres Merleya B'Nefesh today. But the Hallel we say on Chanukah now, is not a Hallel B'Shasa, it's a Hallel commemoration. Zechel Anes, it happened so many years ago, we're reciting Hallel. It's not a Hallel that we sing in praise to the Bamsal for what he did just today. He didn't do the, he does a lot of things today also, but he didn't do the Es Chanukah today. We're not saying Hallel for the Nes that he did today. That's a different kind of Hallel. Hallel on Yom Kippur is a ganzen a different kind of Hallel. Hallel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is, has nothing to do with, not a Hallel Allah Nes, not a Hallel Zechel Nes, a Hallel of Simchas Yom Kippur. It's a different kind of Hallel. So that's why the only two cases that you have this Peder, this Halacha, that you can only recite the Hallel after having eaten, is when there was an Atziris Kshonim, when there was a Tainis, and then it rains. Then you have to go first and eat, and then you recite the Hallel after having eaten. And then the Baal Moresh tells to the Pesach night. On Pesach night, the Hagadah says, "Behold, over the Chai Vav Yudas Atzachta, Kimi Hu Yotzim Yitzrayim." Everyone should have the feeling as if they just left Yitzrayim. So therefore, the Pilchach Hanachna Hayav. Therefore, we must recite Hallel B'Shas Anes. So Hallel B'Shas Anes should be recited at the conclusion of the meal. That's what the Baal Moresh says. That the Iker Hallel on Pesach night is the second half of the Hallel that you recite after the meal. People are usually careless about this. They hear for the Hagadah before the meal. They say slowly and carefully, and everybody sings it together and so on. Then after the meal, everybody's tired and just mumble through the rest of the Hagadah. So the Baal Moresh is not urging you that you should keep in mind the Iker Hallel is the Hagadah, the Sherech that you give to the Baal Moresh on the Shasanas after having the meal. The Iker is the second half of the Hallel. The Rada Nafkin in this also, between the Hallel of the Shasanas and Hallel Zechel, and the Rav has a famous viewer where he points out the Iran, Sokhi, and then the Rabbi goes, why is our practice that on Pesach night when we recite the Hallel in Shul, we say Drach, and when we recite the Hallel, but on Hagadah we don't recite any Drach, we cross the Hallel. We don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. At the end we recite the Drach. At the beginning, we don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. Normally when you recite Hallel, you do say a Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Ran in the end of Sochim quotes in the name of the Rabbeinu Hai Goren Zal that there are two types of Hallel. He explains it. The Hallel, B'Shas HaNes, is supposed to be of a spontaneous nature. So there you bedak, we do not recite a Drach. One word to say a bracha, this would take away from the spontaneity that is required of the Hallel. Hashem can Hallel Zechel Nes, Hallel not say on Chanukah, and we're remembering the Nes that happened so many years ago. We're not that excited about that, it didn't just happen right now. Then we can plan on events and say a bracha first, then we recite the Hallel. But the Hallel on Pesach night, we consider Hallel B'Shas Nes, because the Chol of Ador Chai Bottom Nearest Asad, the Kilo Hoyotz, and the Tzam Zishki, he must have the feeling as if he just left Israel. Therefore, the fifth Hanach Lahayav, the Hod is Lahavot. Therefore, you have to say Hallel. It's a Hallel B'Shasanet. Of course, you can point out this explains also why we recite Hallel B'Laylo. Normally, the Mishnah says, you can only say Hallel B'Yom, Mishnah Megillah. So, I can't face that night, we recite Hallel B'Laylo. So, some say there's a sugar where there was a boat that was in a stormy seas and the people almost drowned and they were the lives. And then they had a Yeshua, they read up on Solomon. And the Nisinis, so they wanted to thank the Baruch Shalom by reciting Hallel. The Shaila was, the whole thing happened in the middle of the night. They wanted to know, they have to wait till the next morning to recite the Hallel. They have the Shachar, so can they say it in the middle of the night? So some said, of course, in the Bishri Yosef, in Poskim, that you can recite the Hallel in the middle of the night also. But the only time you say that Hallel may only be recited by Yom is the Hallel of Simchas Yom Kippur or the Hallel of Zechel HaNes. But if it's a Hallel of B'Shas HaNes, if the Nes was Balan, you can recite that Hallel Balan. That's what the later Rafaim say, that's the Hallel on El Pesach that we recite in the middle of the Hakadah. And also, the question points out that normally we have a meaning that we recite Hallel Ba'alido. We stand up when we recite Hallel. And the Sierse quote can be shown in, and the Pesach night you don't. Some Sidim will stand up in the middle of the Hakadah also when we say the Hallel. And the Sierse says not true. The Sierse quote can be shown in, didn't stand up. They almost not. Ba'alai HaPesach is to sit when they said the Hallel on Pesach. How come all year long you recite Hallel for Minim? Not a Minim, you recite Hallel on Midah, and on Pesach night you sit. So this is also the difference between the two, because on Pesach night, the Hallel is connected with the Suda. You just have like a carbon 30, you have a Suda Saidoya. So if you're eating the meal, in connection with eating the meal, so the meal is supposed to be eaten sitting down. It's unhealthy, as far as I can give you. unhealthy for you to drink while you stay. So the bracha, the halal, which is a sign of connection with the Torah, is also recited in Sevilla. So this Gurav explains the Nusach as we recite in the Havara based on this view. The Shulchan Aruch, they point out that there really is either one Nusach or the other. When they say, L'fich ha'amach ma'chayav, m'hodas l'halal shabek l'fan, some then say, V'naim l'fanim shiva chadosho halal l'kot. So the Pasuk say that that's the Torah. Did he say, V'naim l'fanim shiva chadosho? He say, V'naim l'fanim shiva chadosho. Why either, why that or that? So they explain based on the Tesis. The Tesis quotes an Avich Sof, and Tesis quotes an Avich Mishnah. Medrash and Yalkut Shimonim that says that in the Tanakh there are 10 shiros that are listed. 9 shiros of Le'ova, 9 shiros were already decided by the people throughout the history of the world, and the 10th shiro will be lost in Le'ova. The 9 shiros are Rav Yashir is one of them, Shiro Zvarim is one of them, and Shiro Zobin. What else? Shiros the air. Different shiros throughout the Tanakh. And then the shiro lost in Le'ova, that's going to be when Mashiach comes, when it's going to be Mosam Mashiach. And then the Medrash continues to say that all of the 9 shiras in the past are called shirah, for Lashon Nekev to come and say. Lashon Zav, it's called the shir, Lashon Zav. Whenever it's a shir, you know that that's a shir Lashon Zav. That's why the Mishnah says that Mizmah Shil Yom HaShav is Mizmah Shir, Yom Shikol HaShav is Menuchah Machai Ho'elon. How does the Tana know to Darshan the Pasuk? Mizmah Shil Yom HaShav is, he said, because Yom Shikol HaShav is Menuchah Machai Ho'elon. Perek and Tilim, that's speaking about Yom HaShav, because it's a shir, it doesn't say shirah. Whenever it's a shir, it's a shir of Lashon Zav. Many of the viewers, many of the prophets in the film that we recite on Friday night, but on the Shabbos, speak of Shir. And the Medrash says, whenever it says Shir, instead of Shir, it's referring to Lashon Zohar. Why is there a difference? Why is Lashon Zohar and Lashon Zohar and all of the 9 Shirs, which are the Shava, of Lashon Nekevus? And the Medrash continues to explain that women have babies and men don't. So the women have babies, go through Hevel later, they go through Cain. So in the past, all the Yeshuas, all the happy occasions that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us to celebrate about, they would talk about happy occasions, but it was like Yoledes, it was something good. She had a baby, but she's in great pain, she has Chavle later. So there was Yeshua, but there was going to be another Torah following. And the second time in Yeshua, is right to get another Torah. But loss of love, it's going to be like the happy father. My wife had a baby, and I'm walking around, I'm very happy, I have no pain, no Chavle, nothing, no problems at all. So the Zohar, when the baby is born, the Zohar, the husband is very happy. So loss of love, right? Going to be a shir, means that it will be a yeshua with a nechama, with no more tzoris. There won't be any, no side effects, and no repercussions, and it won't repeat itself, no tzoris will happen later on. So the Acharonim and Shulchan Aruch say that when you recite the Nusach, before you begin to say how, before the Suddin, so that you should say, V'naima l'fanav, and we will say, Lashon Zohar, and you say, V'naima l'fanav, Shir Chodosh. But the shir of Lashon Zohar is going to be a shir. If you want to say Shira Chadosha B'Loshon Nekevo, then you should say B'Nem Alefanav. At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was recited. B'Nem Alefanav. At that time, this Shira Chadosha was recited. But the Nusach, as we have it, then Achrayim say is a Toys. B'Nem Alefanav, and we will recite the Shira Chadosha. No. B'Nem Alefanav goes on Lossi Lava, and La'asid, then you should say Shira Chadosha. So available at the time, then it's not a Toys. That the night of the Chayim Shiro Chadosh neither refers to the Shira that is recited at the time of the Tzitzit Mitzrayim, nor does it refer to the Shira of Lashon Zohar. It's referring to the Hallel that we're reciting tonight, the Hallel of B'Sha'as HaNes. If you read the Haggadah, that's what it says. You say, V'chol Dov Eloi Chayim Baram Yeres Esatzon, Kino Hu Yatsum Mitzrayim. Everybody should have the feeling as if we just left Mitzrayim tonight. It's a difficult feeling to have. One of my Rabbein once said that that's the most difficult Mitzvah on Pesach night. Mishnah says, Chayav al Nirsash Kekili Yotchem, the matzah, you can eat a ton of matzah. The murr, you can eat, everything is easy to eat. You can eat machmen, everything. But this is a mitzvah, it's the machshavah. Chayav al Nirsash Kekili Hu Yotchem Mitzrayim. It's very hard to have that feeling, to have the feeling as if, the Yidla Hotei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavsei Mitzrayim, how we honor the name of the Mitzrayim, Shabbat, and the Father of Mitzrayim. Is that so? It's very hard to have that feeling. It's a mitzvah deraisa. A lot of the other things are the Rabbanim. The Kaisis of the Rabbanim, the Hasidim of the Rabbanim, the Lorah of the Rabbanim, a lot of things of the Rabbanim. These are real bits of the rise. It's very hard to be Mekayim. However, you Mekayim, I don't know. But that's we say in our God, it's all over the Rechai Rabbanim, the Rechai Rabbanim, you have to have that feeling. And you say, L'tichach, because we have the feeling that we just left inside, we're supposed to have such a feeling. L'tichach, anach, l'chayodim, l'hodos, l'hal, we must recite halal, b'sha'as ha'nes. This is not a halal zechel ha'nes. It's not a halal to commemorate the nest that happened so many years ago. This is a halal which is considered a halal of the Shasanet. And that's why the ikur of this halal is Akar Asuda, like the Balamon. And that's why this halal is recited in yeshiva, and that's why it's recited by Lilo, and that's why this halal doesn't have any bracha, because it's a spontaneous halal b'shas hanech. And then we conclude with Fich Hanach Mechayov and Mehodis Lahalel. And then we say, B'noim Olofon of Shira Chadosha, we are now going to recite the Shira Chadosha. Not B'nemar, and it was recited B'Shaz Yitzis Mitzrayim. Nor are we referring to the Shira Chadosh that's going to be lost at Lovah. Who's talking about lost at Lovah? We're talking about Fich Hanach Mechayov tonight to say how B'Shaz Hanach, when we feel as if he just left Mitzrayim. That's how Avogel explained the Nusach of the Havod as we have it. He kind of the Nusach as we have it is correct. The Mishnah says, "The Osana Hotz Misham." You have to tell each other, "Osana Hotz Misham." So, from that pasuk, we derive this din that the Chol Dover Dor Chayvan Nerus Satz Mekila Hu Yat Mitzrayim. You have to feel as if you yourself left Mitzrayim. No, derived from the pasuk that speaks about Sifus Mitzrayim. It's a separate mitzvah. Sifus is one of his wonders. There's another mitzvah. You have to have this hargosha, this feeling. Sifus is one. Tell a story about what happened so many years ago. Given it's this, to have the feeling as if the Baruch Shalom wouldn't have made existence at that time, we would still be Avon and Mara Yom Hazeh. It's very hard to have that feeling. That's what all the Mephoshim is. Why? And the Shvarzes didn't have existence time in the south, and they're not Avonim any longer. So many other nations were enslaved, and a lot of nations got free. So, punk, the Jewish nation remained Avonim in the power of Yitzrayim. It's very difficult. And you see, there's no Mephoshim talk about Avonim. What does it mean? Even the Hotel Kaddish Mochas, I'm saying, regarding the bracha that we recite at the conclusion of the first section of the halal before the meal, the bracha is Hashem Yomano. The Gemara says that this is a bracha lakos, and the bracha thing is, it says, not only should pick up the kos, not just when you're about to say the Lord, you should pick it up at the beginning, Baruch HaShem HaTem Nehom HaShem Yolam, before you begin to say the Lord. As a Baruch HaLakos, it's also not proper to be mafzik in between the Baruch HaTem Goal Yisrael, and then the Baruch HaGofer. Many Hasidish HaGofers, you have in between Goal Yisrael, it says, HaNimuch HaMizurvaka, and it says, HaShem, Sheni, Shemichur, all those of us. It's really all the pasuk said. Really, the hefsek. The Kanz Chacham was to recite a brach halakos. He said, "Should be alone until the end, God is right." And he said, "Very well." And then you drink it. If the person is interested in saying he wrote the Nimuchan Shem, should say before "Should be alone," before it begins the brach. You really shouldn't say it between God is right and Baruch Hashem. That's all the pasuk is the hefsek. The Mishnah and Sofin gives a machlokes between Avtar and Rabbi Kiv regarding the nusach of the brach. Shev Yalon. So Rav Tarkin has a very brief nusach. He just says Shev Yalon. The brachas are certain times. If Yano Alal Azel Echol by Matzil Moror. Period. Then Rabbi Kiva adds up Kena Hashem Kena Yagiyenu Lamayadim Lodav Hashem Avram Kesem Shalom etc. etc. Then he says Avram Hashem Go Al Yisrael. So the Rambam places explaining that there are two shinuyim between Rabbi Kiva and Rav Tarkin. Rav Tarkin's nusach is it's a bracha tzara. Does not have a psicha hasid. Why? Because according to Rav Tarkin, the Nusach only contains one theme. And you only have one theme. I showed you all that. It's all about Hashem. You don't have a lot of more. We say a bracha to the Baruch Hu, then we deem this, and the Shech Yonu, that's not as the Shech Yonu effect. According to Rav Akiva, however, that you have two things. We thank the Baruch Hu for the Geula, and we pray to him, Kein Hashem, Kein Yagiyenu, Lemiyadim, Lugom Achim, we should build the base on Biblish, we should Lech Hashem, Lazoch, and Lapsoch, we should bring Kodbonus, and so on. So you have two different things. One thing is Rishav, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for he gave us Adkan. Then we have a Bakosha al Ha'asid, so whenever you have more than one theme in the Bracha, that's called the Bracha Arucha. The Bracha Arucha must be for Sachem the Baruch, the Chesem is the Baruch. Why was there a Machlokes between Rav Akiva and Rav Tarfon as to whether this Bracha should be a Bracha Arucha or Bracha Tzorah, whether you should contain the Tefillah al Ha'asid or not? So the Rambam has an interesting comment in Kirish HaMishnayim. He said that it's not really a machloek, they lived in two different kufas. We find Rav Tarfon was much older than Rav Akiva. Rav Tarfon still lived his man abayis. So his man abayis, what's he going to say? Ken Hashem HaKenu, the Rabbani Shlom Shur, he's over 11, Kumin Dikiyo, we should be Zeich at the Binyan Beis Amigdash, and Shidik the Karbonis. He lived in man abayis. Rav Tarfon only had a short nusach. Shur Yalon, of God, so I'm saying, Vigyon HaLai was a lechol by Pesach Matzah Mar. It's the whole thing, Pesach Matzah Mar. But Akiva, who was much younger, they were contemporaries, but was much younger, so he lived after the Churban Abayi, so he felt that you have to add on a tefillah v'abo. So you keep adding on, Ken Hashem, he left that. You don't say lecha by Pesach Matzah, just say lecha by Matzah Mar. And then Rabbi Akiva adds on, Ken Hashem Eyeh, Ken Le Yag Yehenu, we should be Zoyecha, and we add on the Gom Acheh, we should be Zoyecha, and Smech and Bidin Yerech, and Sos Mavir Yisech, and we should eat the Korban, and it's Kuma Di Giyon. That's what the Rabbim says, if it really isn't the Machleis of the Kibra of Tarkin, Tarkin is giving you the Nusach of the Brocha with Man Abayis, and the Kibra is giving you the Nusach of Brocha, Yah HaKurban Abayis. After the Brocha Shuvi Olonu, we get down to the sea. You have to wash until the sea. Brocha, of course, is part of the whole brocha. And then you have to eat the matzah and water. The challah is a big problem. The Shem and Rachel have a lot of trouble. Why break up the challah? The kitzah, what they say is that the Nitziv, in his Haggadah, he quotes it based on his Bala more than I mentioned before. The Deikar Halal should really be the Halal after the meal. Like the one time I said, Halal B'Shas Nenesh should be after you have Keres Malay of an Efesh today. So in order to demonstrate that this is a Sunnah Haidoya, that this Sunnah is for the purpose of giving Halal Pachad Bohu, is to say a little bit of Halal before. You sandwich the Sunnah, not because you're hungry for supper, you didn't eat a whole day, so you want to eat a meal. You want to demonstrate that this Sunnah, everybody was invited to this meal for the specific purpose of having a Sunnah Haidoya. So you recite a little bit of the Halal before. And then the main and the bulk of the challah is deciding after it. So that the suda is sandwiched in between the two parts of the challah. To demonstrate the whole suda is a suda sefer. One of the gedolim before the war commented on this, is the interesting nusach that we say in the Midrash Tanah, and this is not midrash, we say, Shebuchol ha'ar el sanach l'chom mitzvah matzah, ha'ar la'ar zeh ha'ar kul bay matzah. What do you mean, ha'ar el sanach l'chom mitzvah matzah? In Europe, they eat matzah all year. In America, they have matzah factories, and the matzah that we eat is not matzah, it's also chomitzah. You have leftover paisley with matzah. So you eat matzah, but all year long you don't eat chametz matzah. Chametz matzah, what pshat? So usually you say pshat. B'chol ha'leilos, we have the option of eating either chametz matzah. While we're there, we're stuck. You have to eat davke matzah. So one of the gedolim before the war says pshat like this: all year long, when you bring the carbon tayda, abot shichul ha'leilos. One of the people is mechuyif to say ha'idoya is ha'yetz in the beis hasumah. I was in prison. What about Tshereva? They let him free. He has to bring a carbon tayda. Is it beis hamibush? When you bring the carbon tayda, so what do you bring? You bring a shalmei toida carbon, then you bring 40 matzahs, some of them are chametz and some of them are matzah. You say, Manishtana alaza, what's going on? Tonight is the Hasidus Haidoya. The carbon pesach is the Hasidus Haidoya. Shebuchol alaylas all year long when you have the Hasidus Haidoya, bring the carbon toida, anoch and chametz u'matzah. The carbon is the carbon toida has to have a little bit of chametz and a little bit of matzah. Alayla is that kulay matzah? How come tonight they know it's a carbon toida? No. Well, how come you don't have a little bit of chametz also with the matzah? And the answer is given because pesach is a din of Bali Rav, Bali Matzah. So getting down to the Suda, by the Suda we say Hamoti and Alakulas Matzah, then the Shulchan Aruch is the Machlek is when you have to eat two Kizaisim of Matzah, one Kizais is sufficient. So part of the issue is the following Tashad and Rishon. The question is, what is the nature of the Mitzvah of Matzah and Leil Pesach? If it's a Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, then that's one Mitzvah. But in addition to Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, you have a Mitzvah on every Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you have a Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But then you have to have two kezayis of matzah. One kezayis l'shein v'sudas yomtiv, and one kezayis matzah l'shein mitzvahs matzah. Then time the mechaber quotes the name of the rosh. So if you say that, what's the other kezayis matzah? Eat two kezayis. Then the mechaber has the whole attack.
Why are they mutually exclusive?
They're two different mitzvahs. So each one needs a separate chetz. To be yotze, each mitzvah separate. Hashem Ken, the mechaber quotes the other rishonim who disagree. They hold that the mitzvah of matzah leil pesach is the mitzvah of sudas yomtiv. The Torah tells you that Shabbachol Yom Tovim, you can eat your Sidas Yom Tov, be the Chametz or Matzah. Tonight, the Sidas Yom Tov has to be Matzah, but this is the Torah defining what the Sidas should consist of. That's how the Bali Atesa said. Bali Atesa said that the Morer is considered Dvar Mavad Machmas HaSudah, because the Torah has a Dil HaKilah to the first Matzah and then Morer. And the Matzah is the Nitzah of Sudah, and Morer is on the menu. So the Torah says that the menu tonight consists of Morer. The Atesa says, in that day of Atesa, that Dvar Mavad Machmas HaSudah, on Bihadin, Taisus is assuming that the mitzvah of matzah lo pesach, well, it's not the mitzvah of matzah, it's the mitzvah of sudas yomtiv. And the mitzvah of morer is what should be eaten in the middle of the suda. Of course, the Gemara says you have to dip the morer into haroses, and then the Shulchan Aruch stresses you have to shake off all the haroses. Children, kids always like to pile on a lot of haroses and then eat the morer. So the Shulchan Aruch, after the kids not dip, the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to shake off all the haroses before you eat the morer. Then right after the matzah, the Gemara says you have to have kairos. Like a sandwich. Why is it called kairos? So the Rav pointed out that lichrok means to wrap something around. So the kairos in Hillel is because sounds like he used lettuce. If you used horseradish, you can't wrap the matzah around the horseradish. You can't wrap the horseradish around the matzah. But if you use lettuce, or a main lettuce, something like that, so try to make a sandwich. Not the way we have a sandwich in America. You have bread on top, bread on bottom, and the thing in the middle. He has the matzah in the middle, and he had the... He was koyrech the lettuce around the outside. It's called the liberal translation of koyrech. Not a sandwich. Not the Hebrew, say koyrech is a sandwich. But now, but it sounds like he wrapped around the lettuce around his matzah. The nature of koyrech is a big issue, a big machlokes in the post of what koyrech is supposed to represent. The Chagyat quotes in the name of the Yoruch, Yoruch is a Rishon, contemporary Rashi, the Yoruch says that Korach is a Zechel HaMikdash, and that's why we don't recite a bracha before eating the Korach, but let me do a mitzvah that's purely Zechel HaMikdash, you don't require any bracha. That's how the Yoruch says. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't assume like that, because Shulchan says that the you should be careful not to be mafsik in between the bracha of Allah Chidas Matzah, till the conclusion not only of the kezayis matzah that you eat right away, but till the conclusion of the eating of the korach. Why? Because the Gemara seems to say like this. The Parshim Shat in the Gemara, the end of Sofim is that we have a Sofik exactly how to pass it. He will say it's supposed to be everything together in the sandwich bowl. The Chachamim disagree and say, no, you don't have to eat it together, you're not allowed to eat it together. Let's say the Rabbanim, let's say that version, they hold you're not allowed to eat it together. You have to eat it after Sofim. He'll hold you have to not eat it together. So if it's a Sofik, how to pass it with the Rakhil, like the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says, so what do you do? So the Yetzi, dig Balashit, is to make sure you're doing the right thing, but first eat Matzah, then eat Mora, then eat Korach. So the Gemara presents as if it's really a Sveikid Adina, and it's not that the Korach is Amdeh, a separate mitzvah of a Zechel HaMikdash, to remember what Hillel looked like, that he used to eat a sandwich and drop together. No, the Korach is because of the Sveikid Adina of how the proper way of being Yetzi Matzah Mora is. So according to the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch is correct, that you're supposed to have a broche on the matzah, and not the mafsik, until after the eating of the korach. That's the proper thing. Shalom HaKadosh HaZachum, you're not allowed to be mafsik from the time you start the broch, Allah for this matzah, you'll have to eat the yafikon. Because the Rashbam sheet is, the Ikka mitzvah's matzah is the yafikon. That's what the yafikon is all about. So the Chumra, the Ikka Radin, we don't accept the opinion of the Shalom. We pass the Ikka Radin that the yafikon is not the, not like the Rashbam, that is the Ikka mitzvah's matzah. We assume like the Rosh Lallah, the yafikon is a different thing. Ikka mitzvah matzah is the first kezayis that we have. And we stake in Adina, so we do like Kilam like the Rabbana, so we eat first matzah separately, and we matzah together with tomorrow. And then later on we have Akikon, we have the Zechel of Pesach. That's what the Rosh is, the Zechel of Pesach. But in Pesach, the Korban Pesach, the Mara Mikdash with Nechel Ala Sova. You have to eat at the end of the meal. So that's why we eat the Akikon at the end of the meal. The Akhrein Maran, the Maharil adds on to the Rosh, that the practice is the two kezayis of Akikon, if you're able to. Why? So the Maril says because the others is to eat two kezayis of the Korban Pesach. So now I'll try to explain after what we do. We didn't say that they eat two kezayis of the Korban Pesach. So now I'll try to explain that's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam says the Farish like that, that when you start your meal on Pesach night, you're not advised, you first have a kezayis of Pesach, the Beshiach of Pesach with the Yoko. And then you have another kezayis, a second kezayis at the end of the meal, and it should be Nechal Ala Sova. That's how the Rambam pshat ala sova differently from all the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say ala sova means after you finish eating, you're not starving anymore, then you eat the gezayis pesach at the end. Rambam has a different pshat. Rambam writes ala sova means kidel is boavi mehu. You eat a little extra more than a gezayis. A gezayis is an achila. It says the half of the chavot of attention. Achila means gezayis. A chavot means you eat a little bit more than a gezayis. Rambam learns you eat two gezayis from a carbon pesach. And the chilta requires ala sova means kidel is boavi mehu. That's how the Rambam explains the contradiction in the two Gemaras. One Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat a meal on the case of the afternoon in order to eat the Korban Pesach with the Teyavon. The other Gemara says, you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. So how's it going to be the Teyavon? The Teyavon means the beginning of the meal. So the Rambam says, they're both emes. First, you eat a kezayis at the beginning of the meal and you're starving. And you're very hungry and you really enjoy it. Now you're sure. The Teyavon, you're hungry. And then you eat the rest of the meal. And then when you finish, you eat a second kezayis of the Korban Pesach. Allah sova, meaning, kedem is bombing men to have not just an achila. To have a sviya from the Korban Pesach. So that's what the Maharil says. You should have two kezayis of the Afikomen, Zechel of Pesach, like the Rosh says, and the Rambam says that they used to eat two kezayis. Now, for any matter, another kavon, not exactly as it says in Maharil, they say that you have two kezayis of Zechel of Pesach and Zechel of Hagigia. And every Yom Tov and Shalosh Rigovim, you have to bring, the Gemara says, I think you have to bring three korbanos. You have to bring a korban liya, Shmuel Tzviya, Shalmi Chagiga, and Shalmi Simcha. Now that Shalmi Chagiga must be brought on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. You can't bring it on Erev Yom Tov and eat it on Yom Tov. It has to be Korei, the Shechita has to be on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. On Pesach, in addition to that Korban Chagiga that was offered either on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, there was another din. You had to bring a Chagiga Sarbaasa, you had to bring another Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach in order to eat the Korban Chagiga before meeting the Korban Pesach. And that's an Achleis HaTanoim, regarding that Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach. It doesn't say that, does it say it in the Chumash? That's down. The Chagiga that's offered on Yom Tov is in the Chumash. The Chagiga is most of Chad HaShem refers to the offering of the Korban Chagiga. But the Chagiga is Sarbaasa, so the Gemara has an Achleis on the Apayim and the Beis and so on. Does that have a source in the Torah then? Is Chagiga Sarbaasa the Araisa? Or is it merely with the Rabbah? The Gemara says, in fact, in connection with the Nusach that we recited in the Manishtan, in the Man Amidrik, they said, Shabbat Allah, there was another question. Shabbat Allah, they said, Ma'afrin, Basa Tzliri, Shabbat Kamilusho, Allah Lazer Kula Tzli, all year long to me, fried meat, or cooked meat, or roasted, toasted, broiled, whatever, and tonight on Pesach is Kula Tzli. So the Gemara says, why is Kula Tzli? If you have the Chagigas Abbasa, it doesn't have to be Tzli. The Gemara says, no, the Mishnah goes like that Tana, like Ben Tema. His opinion is that Chagigas Abrahasa has the same dinner as the Korban Pesach. There's a really excellent Sishbu above, and it has to be Menachos Mizrahizim, and it has to be Dapkis Nechol Yom Belaila, and it's and it has the Dapkis Tzli, Dapkis Meluya, and it has all the exact same dinner as the Korban Pesach. So that Mishnah, an awkward Mishnah, that Mishnah that has the Lashon Kulo Tzli, is following the opinion of Ben Tema, that he knows that the Chagigas Abrahasa is there. The other Acharim say that Rova of the Talim hold on. Nobody told him hold on. Chagigas Abbas love their rice. He just wrote that the Korban Pesach should be eaten after you let it cool. Should be nechal al asar. So other Acharim say that the reason why you should have two kezais and not be kaimin is one kezai is echal al Pesach and one kezai is echal al Chagigas. It's not that it's all echal al Pesach that they ate really two kezais and the Korban Pesach. Is a, getting back to the Koyrach, this Machlok is between the Orach on the one hand, the Orach says that the mitzvah of the Koyrach is purely echal al Nivish. Only type is echal nivish, and it doesn't require any bracha at all. Hashem came the other Rishonim say, the Shulchanot gives the way the Pashtus Nehemar is, that it's not a echal nivish. It's a real svek in a din, when you pass my kilo like the chachamim, and therefore you have to be mahader and lakdim, not to be mafsik between the bracha, like the matzah, and the eating of the korach. The Shagasariya has a shara that when you eat the korach, is it necessary to have a kazayis matzah and the Kazayis Mar are eaten together as we do, as the Shulchanot says, perhaps it's not necessary. So he explains a little bit that it really depends on this issue. If you learn like the Oruch, that the mitzvah of eating Korach is purely a mitzvah to make a Zecha la Nivash, when you make a Zecha, you don't have to have a Kazayis or a Zecha. Have a little, nibble a little bit of matzah, a little bit of Mar, and you make your Zecha la Nivash. That's according to the Oruch. And according to the way the Shulchanot presents it, that Korach, the way the Mar seems to present it, well, not Shulchanot, it says that the Mar is possible. The Korach is not just a mitzvah zechah l'midrash. It's a real tzveik of the din how to be yetzer the matzah tomorrow. And you have to have in mind when you say Allah chilas matzah to cover the Korach also, you're not allowed to be matzah. So then if you read in the Korach the shem mitzvah is matzah more, you have to have a kazayis matzah. And you have to have a kazayis matzah. Mishnah Berurah has tainus regarding the reciting of the line that we say in Haggadah right before you're about to eat the Korach, we say zechah l'midrash kilo, kenas l'hil, etc. So he kind of the Allah, doesn't that constitute a hefsek? Rather, he's not allowed to be mafsek. So why are you allowed to say zechah l'midrash kilo? So he kind of said it's a mistake. That the Haggadah, it has this in little letters. When you eat the korach, you look like you have a picture, has in the bottom of the picture, what it's all about. Zechah l'midrash kilo is just a note. It's a marginal note that explains what the eating of korach is all about. But it's not that you're supposed to say that. You shouldn't have any nekudas on it that you're supposed to say. So he has kind of why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Oymer. Zechel and Migdash Kilo. Kabbalah writes that you say Zechel and Migdash Kilo. He doesn't understand why you should be on the Sacha Hefsi. According to the way the Shulchanot presents it, based on the Balamor, based on the Mor, against the Yoruch, that the Kerlach of the real Sfeke of Dina had to be able to mix them up, there should be a Hefsi. Some are Makbet to the side of Zechel and Migdash Kilo after having completed the eating of the Zechel. And then there's no Shabbat Hefsi. The Mishnah tells us a Machlekes HaTanoim regarding Charoisis. Where the charoisis is just for the purpose of tikva, just for the purpose of killing the worm that's in the maror, because it's unhealthy to swallow live worms, going in while the person's alive. Or it's more than that. Lez Rav Tzadok says that it's not only a medical eitzah teiva, that you should kill the tikva, kill the worm. Charoisis is a mitzvah. And it's a shaila how we pass through the Rambam. Now, Hazok, it seems to be quoting the opinion of Lez Rav Tzadok, that charoisis is a mitzvah. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayot seems to write that if you all have a desert of a tzorah, you have to eat it because I is chareisit. So if the Rambam Yah HaZok seems to be fasting about that blood of a tzorah, it means chareisit mitzvah. It's not just you dip in the mar or in the chareisit and shake off the mar just for the purpose of killing the worm. It's really a mitzvah to eat it because I is chareisit. The way the pasnak of blood of a tzorah, that's what it seems like. If you could go and point out the Marcha, it seems to indicate that the Marcha speaks about the Yudhka Zayas Chayas. The Ramah is not here, the Marcha closes it out, should say something else. The way the old verse of the Marcha was, it took the last page in the Marcha itself, talks about eating a Kazayas Chayas.
Is that
Marcha? It's that Marcha. It's separate. Eating a separate Kazayas Chayas. What is the mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah is the need to Chayas? And the Marcha gives three reasons. The Bavli gives two reasons, the Yisham gives one reason. The Bavli says Zecha the Pit, Zecha the Tafua. They had to the cement that they used to use for the concrete that they used to use when they were building the pyramids or whatever in Egypt. And Mar has another time that they have a tafuah reminiscent of the tafas of tafuah for Ratiha, that the women were encouraged their husbands in Eretz Mitzrayim that they shouldn't lose faith that the Rebbe Shalom is going to bring a geula and so on. And Mar says, discuss notions of Kavos Nigol in Mitzrayim, it's not the encouragement that the women gave their husbands, tafas of tafuah that kept their husbands in the Amunah. Place is called Yerushalmi, then it's supposed to be Zecha Adam. Gemara says, because of these three different Zechas, you should have different things. Because it's Zecha Adam, Tapua, place says in Tainis, Tapua doesn't mean apple, Tapua means citrus fruits. But because it's Zecha Adam, then Gemara says, Tarchu Tiyua, you should have a sharp, something like a citrus juice in it, you should have a sharp flavor in it. That's why it's proper to put in Tapuchim, orange. Some kind of citrus, oranges or grapefruit, something like that. They have a look at you, they have a sharp flavor. Then Gemara says, because it's supposed to be Zechel, it's supposed to be reminiscent of the cement that used to build, which they should be mushy, like cement that's liquidy before you build with it. Gemara says, Zechel Kiruyo, it should be, Zechel Kiruyo means it should be sharp, Zechel Smooth should be thick and dense. Then Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi a third time that it's Zechel Adam. Zechel Adam means that it should be very, very liquidy and it should be red. The color of Adam. So that's what Taisus says, that as you're about to dip in the Mara, the proper thing is to add a lot of more wine. Before you dip in the Mara, it should be like cement, the pores, the smoke should be thick. As you're about to dip in the Mara, you're supposed to pour in a lot of wine, so it should be very liquidy, it should look very, very red. That should be the Zechel Adam. The place is called the ingredients that you're supposed to have in the chareisis. Usually people don't make chareisis properly. The place is called, the name of the Chumash HaGur, it's called the Shulchan Aruch. It's supposed to have the tafuah, meaning the citrus fruit. It's supposed to have the egg rolls. All of the five fruits that are in Tanakh, Hashem, Hashem, the Knesset, is sort of the Rishon. So the first one, the place is called, is the tafuah, Tafas HaTafuah HaRatif, and it's the citrus fruit. Then they're called eggos, the Venus Eggos Yerati, then you have El of the Summer, Bar Matez, then you have you have to have figs. What else? Then you have to have. So these five ingredients are supposed to be reminiscent of the Tamish and Imshal Hatmas and Sisra. As opposed to the Gemara, further you should put in almonds also, ground up almonds, Shkedim, not because of Knesset and Sisra, but as a reminiscence of Shokar Hashem. Like the Novi Yirmiyah had a Yibur, he saw Makal Shokar. Okay, Hashem Allah Ruah, the Rebbe Hashem is going to seek to bring the Quran as the Qurban of Samir. So here we have to mix in Shkedim to remind us that Shokar Hashem Allah Kev, that the Rebbe Hashem saw to it that the ruler came at the proper time. That's what Taisus quote, that's supposed to be the proper ingredients of Kharis. We showed him how the Homach Lokus at the end of Pesachim, where the Halacha should be like a blessed of Tzorek, like Rav Lozman and Azariah, like the Chachamim, regarding eating your body based on the Shulchan Tzoris. So if the din is like a blessed of Azariah, that you have to eat your body based on the Shulchan Tzoris in the Torah, then the Gemara says you have to finish eating the matzah on Pesach night before Chatzos. You have to finish the whole Magot before Chatzos. So if the din is like the Chachamim, that the Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, then the Gemara implies that it wouldn't apply to matzah, the din the Rabbanon and Chatzos are only called the body. Then, as the Shulchan Aruch says, one should try to be makpid to minimize the conversation during the meal in order that you have the opportunity to finish the Akitanim in the Shulchan Aruch. Some Hashem says you should try to finish the fourth of the Akitanim because it's also in the Shulchan Aruch. As a Shaila, then Machlokes in Hashem is a Shaila. If you hold like a Dozer Ben Azari, that's called So when Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos, the middle there's a handkerchief, the matzah also has to be eaten by Chatzos, what about the CPTs from Tzirah? So the Haggadah we read, where Rabbi Ben Azariah was sitting in the CPTs temple, also allowed him to make the Chatzos. And according to Mr. Kashi, what would Rabbi Ben Azariah read? Why didn't he go to sleep? He holds it after Chatzos, no longer a mitzvah of Pesach, Chatzos, Mara. So what is the same CPTs in Tzirah? So some Achronim give it there. The other Tanah, we talk to the learning. If you're going to go to sleep, you sat alone and you talk to them both. Because that was a takanas chachamim to be yotzei the CPTs Mitzrayim by drinking other kaisis, and other kaisis are a chelik of the mitzvah of CPTs Mitzrayim. The halal with the Birkas HaMazon is all a chelik of CPTs Mitzrayim. The CPTs Mitzrayim has to be before Chatzos. And with this machlokes achrayim is a machlokes of Rishonim here. So the Shulchan Aruch, they say you should always try at least with the Abikayim by Chatzos. On Pesach night, the Gemara says it's supposed to be a bracha. Of course, all year long, you have Shabbat in the Gemara, and Shabbat in the Gemara, but the Pesach night, but on Pesach night, the Tanan made it a Konah. I should say, no, no, they made it a Konah. The Pesach night is still a Konah. So the Pashtus is that a person should pick up the cost, the whole time of the pension of Pesach night, on Pesach night, because the whole pension is all a Konah. There's a Machlokes in the Tour. The Tour has a Machlokes with his brother regarding the and we finish the other body of Hasrayah, so we can agree to conclude the other of Samajan. So do you say we need to do the Barakah of Rahman there? Because if we continue to say our Rahman, which are only a minute from the Gorim, that might constitute a Hasrayah. What do you say? No, the Torah says in Mishneh Perah. The Rahman is considered the Hemshech of Atei Vameh. It's a continuation. So many Amakrit, especially people who are not always careful all year long to say all our Rahman. The Yeshiva guys are in a big rush, such people tell it. They say the other body of and they run to learn. Smart, especially now. Those who all year long they don't always say harachman. It's not really hemshav. It's not really hemshav. So perhaps there's a svar that one should be marked more about the signing of the above rabbi from the Olam Hayesher. The same is an issue regarding the conclusion of the halal when we recite the brachos hashir at the end of the house, the nishmas, the shtaba. So also when you recite the brachos above, and say one avon kote machlokes achrayim. The Baruch Hashem should be recited immediately after the conclusion of the Baruch Malach Mahul about the Brachos, or not the other, the Bevel Amin, the end of the Shabbat Bracha. Or no, you should first say, oh, God, this one says, if Allah, I love the Bevel Amin, so Allah, you should say all of the Yudhim. So the Pashtus is, it's like those are crying that the Shiviyak Pei recited the Baruch Hashem immediately following the Bracha Alakot, immediately following the Bivas Hashir. Rabbi Eliyahu points out in Bracha that even though on another context, even on Pesach night, we don't recite any bracha on the Hallel, so there is no Birkas HaMitzvah. So as far as that's concerned, there wouldn't be any problem like Hefzer. That's the first to say that if HaMitzvah, the Masa is important to include in the Mitzvah. Nevertheless, there's still a din of Hefzer. On Pesach night, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of the Hallel, whether the first part of Hallel is recited before the year, or the remainder of the Hallel, which is recited after the year. It says there are different reasons, not because the Hefzer is going to be Birkas HaMitzvah, and the Gemara sees HaMitzvah, it's a different din. The person is saying Hallel. Then he's mastic. He's ruling the whole Shabbat. He's praising the Baruch Shalom. Same with that person is singing his lyrics on Friday night. He's saying Shabbos is a rock star for the Torah. In the middle, all of a sudden, he starts talking about something else. So there's no hepsic in the sense he marks. You're not marks like in a broken and a nice on mitzvah. But you're ruling the whole Shabbat. It's the same with that person says Ashrei before Mincha or something. So there's no strict bit of hepsic. He's not saying nothing marks like in a broken mitzvah anyway. And in a certain sense, he's mafsik, he's ruling the whole Shabbat that he's recited. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, even though there's no Birkas HaMitzvah recited, he still is a din that one is not permitted to be mafsik in the middle. Just as the Birkas HaMazon is a bracha lakos on Pesach night, so too the Mishnah requires that the Birkas HaShir should be a bracha lakos. And the Pashtus is, some of them from the side, that it's proper that a person should pick up the bracha of one from the beginning of Mishmas to the end of the bracha. Regarding exactly what is the end of the bracha, what is the nusach of the bracha at the end, so in Rishonim, there are three opinions. The Rashbam's opinion is completely rejected. The Rashbam says